Following an open, competitive and public procurement process, Algoma University announced that Maple Rinders Constructors Limited of Mississauga, ONT, has been selected to lead the construction of the Makwa-Wa-Kaigan project in Sault Ste. Marie. As part of the university's commitment to its special mission and as a response to the calls to action, Makwa-Wa-Kaigan will promote cross-cultural teaching, learning and understanding both within and across the university and the wider community, a news release said. Importantly, Makwa-Wa-Kaigan will house the Shingwak Residential Schools Center, SRSC, and the Historic Archival Collections. It will be a center of excellence that honors the children of Shingwak, their families, and future generations, the release said. Algoma University reassured its partners that no ground will be broken, and no site preparation will take place on the Makwa-Wa-Kaigan worksite until ceremony has been conducted. Ceremony will take place prior to site preparation. Maple Rinders will begin site preparation after March 4. The Algoma University community and its partners can expect to see fencing going up around the perimeter of the construction site, heavy construction equipment and materials being brought in, and new signage detailing the project. As we prepare to break ground on the Makwa-Wa-Kaigan Center of Excellence, we do so with deep gratitude for the elders, survivors, and community members, especially the children of Shingwak Alumni Association, who have guided us to this moment, said Asima Vezina, President and Vice Chancellor, Algoma University. We walk in the footsteps of giants, carrying forward their vision of truth, healing and cultural resurgence. It is an honor to begin in a good way with a site preparation ceremony that reflects our shared commitment to respect and reciprocity. Makwa-Wa-Kaigan will be a place of learning, reflection, and connection, and we are excited to take this next step together as a community. Makwa-Wa-Kaigan will be the first national center of excellence of its kind and is expected to welcome over 35,000 visitors annually and contribute to the education of more than 15,000 post-secondary and high school students. It will also house a new Mental Health and Addictions Research and Training Institute, established in partnership with the Northern Ontario School of Medicine University. The contract was awarded to Maple Rinders Constructors Limited in the amount of $42 million. Detailed construction timeline. Site preparation. After March 4, 2025. Approximately 4 weeks. The Algoma University community and its partners can expect to see construction fencing installed around the site. Heavy construction equipment, including excavators and dump trucks being brought on site. Delivery of construction materials. Snow removal to prepare laydown areas for site trailers and construction materials. Tree protection zones being established. Site trailers, portable washrooms, and other facilities being brought on site and set up. Initial site surveying and underground utility locating. Protection zones set up for the existing monuments. Site demolition. Approximately 9.5 weeks. April 1, 2025, the contractor will begin isolating the East Wing, EU, from Shingwak Hall, including disconnecting electrical, water, and gas services. Once isolated, the EU will become a restricted construction area and will no longer be accessible. May 7, 2025, actual demolition and removal of the EU structure is expected to begin. May 25, 2025, demolition is expected to be complete. Following demolition, excavation for the new building footings and site work will commence. Makwa-Wa-Kaigan is projected to be completed by the end of November 2026, the release said.